Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
The NBA playoffs are here. And with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, and welcome to the official Broadwasted podcast, where we're drunk on theater. I'm your host, Brian Plofsky, and good morning, good day, listeners. It's only 12 days to Christmas. Just kidding with the days gone by. Truth time. I resolve that today's episode will bring you perspective, even if I don't know his name. It's a romantic atmosphere, so try me as I take a trip to the library to... Wait, where's my shoe?
Yeah, it's going great.
No, thank you.
Wait!
No more candy for you, because tonight at 8, it'll be grand knowing you, even if you're asking me, will he like me? Joining us today is the usual vanilla ice cream eaters, including... Well, just Kimberly, our game master and unofficial babysitter for the hour.
Hi.
Kevin is out with a stomach... Kevin Ilona Jaeger is out with a stomach bug this week. Yeah, I figured. I was listening to it on the way here. And, of course, with us today is a guest you've definitely seen on Broadway in the last few years. In the 2014 revival of Les Mis, or the original revival cast of the Tony-winning Hair as Dad and Margaret Mead, or recently in the Tony-winning revival of She Loves Me, it won for set.
Yeah, we won one.
Yeah, you are one of the few shows that beat Hamilton.
I know, believe me, it was all we could talk about.
Yeah. Let's give a big Broadwasted welcome to new friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Andrew Colbert.
Friend of the show. Hello.
Welcome. Oh. However, we have a surprise for you right up front.
Already?
Uh-huh. Oh, already. But wait, there's more. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay.
So we have a very special guest host today that Andrew has no idea about.
Oh, I'm so upset.
I'd like to welcome back to the show our hashtag best friend of the show.
Oh, no.
We're singing together.
Oh, okay. No.
Hannah Ellen!
There's a stipulation, I think, in the equity rule book that we're not allowed to do anything separately. I think Hannah and I have to be together in every non-Broadway excursion that we have.
It's true.
Hi, Hannah!
Did you hear Kevin was indisposed?
I did hear that. I want to know where and why you were hiding.
Is he truly indisposed, or have I been planning this all along?
It's so good to see you.
Hashtag recast with Hannah Ellis.
Wow. Hashtag recast with Hannah Ellis.
What a treat. Broadway's Hannah Ellis.
Hi, friend.
A treat.
Yeah.
Here in the flesh.
So, Hannah, dear friend Ellis, is joining us today.
Best friend of the show.
Hashtag best friend of the show.
I don't know why it has to be a competition, just right out of the gate.
Oh.
We're playing games today. It's going to be really intense.
That's fair. Just don't forget this is about me.
That's true. You're a guest.
You had your episode.
This is my first guest host experience. Let's see how I do.
Yeah.
Wow.
So cheers.
What
cheers.
What have I missed?
You've missed all of my phenomenal She Loves Me puns.
It was really good. It was a really thorough rundown of the She Loves Me song.
He does a lot of research.
Yes, I do. And I was also listening to the album this week,
sure.
Which is by Broadway Records, friend of the show, Robbie Rizzell.
Uh-huh.
And it is an incredible album because it really feels like you're in the theater. It doesn't feel like
nice.
You're in, like, a studio. Like, it genuinely feels like...
I mean, we were.
Right.
Yeah. That's the idea.
Well,
yeah,
that's the
magic. I think the album turned out great.
Yeah.
Shout out to Robbie.
Shout out to
Robbie.
Yeah. And then when will it be on Broadway HD, do you know?
No. I don't know anything. It was there.
And then was like, it'll come back once we edit it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I mean, they recorded a few performances of it. The live stream was a real honest-to-goodness live stream. I mean,
it
that was all from that one.
So you guys did you do runs and, like, test out the live stream?
Yeah, we did. The live stream was a Thursday night, and
right.
they recorded Tuesday and both shows Wednesday also. I think with the intention to eventually put it together to, like, a master.
Oh, cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. But the live stream was only that one performances.
Okay.
Events.
That's good
fun.
To know. We're going to ask more
cool,
about
right?
that.
Yeah,
it was really,
like,
good.
You guys were all tweeting backstage what I found unprofessional but delightful.
Well, I was
don't tell Cameron McIntosh. You can follow Andrew at Andrew Kober on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
Andrew. You can follow Hannah on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, wow.
At Hannah Ellis. Two L's, two S's.
Two E's.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Oh, wow. Your last name is, like, quite the double letter, oh my god.
So was my first name.
Well, when you get to...
That's true. No, Andrew, we're talking to Hannah now. go on.
When you get to choose your own last name.
Yeah.
As fun as you want.
When you take a non-usable last name and turn it into...
Someone calls you,
right? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
there's
yeah,
a moment
yeah.
in your life, you're like, am I going to be a stand-up comedian?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
I need a sensible name.
I got to do something. I almost changed my name.
Too.
Oh, really?
Well, when I was in high school, I thought that Andrew Kober didn't pack enough punch. And so I thought about adding my middle initial, which is W. But that was right around the time that... Do you remember Andrew W.K.?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's also my name. And so I figured, well, that screws things up. And also President George W. Bush came about around that time. So I had to drop the W.
Okay.
And so I thought, maybe Kip Williams, which is completely... which was completely made up.
Cool.
And I was mocked mercilessly. Yeah, my middle name is William.
Yeah.
I was mocked mercilessly by my friends, and so I had to abandon that.
This is a beautiful segue into your Wikipedia page.
Oh,
yes.
Terrific.
Which, of course, I didn't need.
Uh-huh.
Or did I? Because I found...
I know exactly what you're asking.
Born
yeah.
Andrew William Kober, but
that's
on
right.
your Wikipedia page it says
yep.
your other, under other names,
uh-huh.
Andrew Rebecca Kober.
That's right. Now, that is a real deep cut reference to a short-lived podcast that I made with Drew Gasparini and Alex Brightman and F. Michael Haney. So this will be the first reference to those idiots.
the official name being?
The Morons. I don't remember what the... Oh, I think the podcast was called Who Gives a Sh*t?
No!
So you don't have to...
Oh,
wait.
Yeah, Carmen.
I don't get it.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I missed that joke.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
boy.
Great.
You need to be better at being a host.
Yeah, you're doing a bad job.
Kevin's texting me right now. I'm just saying things that he's texting me.
So it's Kevin's fault.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still Kevin's
yeah,
fault.
Yeah, it is. It's always Kevin's fault.
I love you right now with wine, white wine, and a green juice chaser.
Kevin.
Oh, so what are we drinking?
Oh.
What
oh.
are you drinking?
What are we drinking?
So Hannah is drinking...
Well,
white wine.
Whatever you serve me.
My mother has asked me to be more specific about what we're drinking.
Oh, I think it's a good idea.
Sure.
So, I love your mom. So we are drinking, as the woman in the wine store sampled me, and I am spineless, so purchased.
Perfect.
And a Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand. called Oyster Bay. Oyster Bay wines capture the special character of New Zealand. Elegant, assertive wines with glorious fruit flavors.
Now, that's really what the New Zealand people are known for, is being elegant and assertive.
I feel like that's...
But gloriously fruity.
Yeah.
I'm always striving for that in my life.
Say it again.
Elegance and assertiveness.
And assertive
is what you describe yourself as?
Maybe it should be what I'm
saying. Your goals.
Yeah.
Is that in your special skills? Elegant and assertive?
Mm-hmm. Maybe that should just be the tagline. Again, am I the guest on this show? No,
that's
I'm the guest host on this show. Wait, I need to hear why your middle name
is Rebecca.
Oh, we didn't do that.
Yeah, it was
Andrew and I are drinking Dewar's Scotch.
Dewar's White Label. You might remember it from Airplanes. I think in that podcast, Alex or Drew or somebody just said it one day. And so whoever it was that made the Wikipedia page, which is someone who, you know, air quotes don't read on a podcast.
I'm just coaching you.
Yeah, that's terrific. Someone made the Wikipedia page. They identified themselves on Twitter, and I don't remember their name. But someone made it and referenced that deep cut from a podcast that no one listened to.
That's so funny.
Because
when I Googled you today, it did come up alternate name.
Yeah.
So
I know
it has stuck. Your son is on your Wikipedia page now.
Oh yeah,
yeah. My wife and my son made it onto the Wikipedia.
Is that like? Do we think that's like a win or like a those poor people?
Here's the thing. When my wife's name is Farah. When she and I made like a little Facebook video to announce that she was pregnant, and very sweetly, a couple of the Broadway websites picked it up and like wrote a little story.
Oh, that's.
And it was always like, Andrew Kober of Broadway's this and that and this and this, and wife, Farah, are blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And she is so much infinitely more accomplished than I am. Like, she's a big shot at MSNBC, and she's an Emmy winner, and she's this incredible woman who is, like, I think the least impressive thing she is wife to me.
Mm-hmm.
Kober married up.
I married way up.
So there's this theory
that
there are three types of marriages.
Okay.
There's marrying up.
Yep.
There's marrying down,
sure.
And there's marrying equal.
Right.
However, those things are only seen by other people.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What's interesting is you have to kind of recognize who you are in the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So while people can, I'm taking you for example.
I am the guest.
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hannah, let's talk about your marriage. No.
Tell me more about Bright Star.
Yeah. Yeah, at least your show, like, had a closing date from day one.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
But, like, she's the guest host, and I make fun of Kevin, so feel included.
I'll text him.
So what people see outside versus inside is different. So,
yeah.
For instance, people may look at your Wikipedia pages and be like, oh, wow, this MSNBC girl really married down.
Right.
But I think what's more important is how you see yourself in the relationship.
I married up. That's really the way to look at it.
Is the glass half full?
Exactly. Yeah. So I guess the question is, how do you two see your relationship? Do you see it as like, how do you see it?
I don't know.
From inside the bubble.
I think that we both, I think if you were to ask her, because she's a generous woman, we would both say we married up. I think we would both say
interesting.
That we got very lucky.
Yeah.
I think that's the sweet answer.
That's nice.
It's also true. I think she would say that. She really likes me. It's weird. She's like, really? You hung out with us. You
she
know.
She is the coolest.
Yeah. And she's super.
Should have been a guest?
You want to try that again?
Should she have been our guest?
Yeah.
Wow, this Dewar's is hitting fast.
Yeah, I know.
Fast and furious.
Fast and loose.
Yeah, fast and loose. Just wait. Where's the only beginning?
I know. Yeah, no, Farrah's terrific. And so, but I didn't want to appear like, ungrateful for, you know, websites writing about us.
Right.
And be like, actually, my wife is a very impressive woman. I didn't want to be that guy. So I let it slide. Also, because our pregnancy is mostly about me. Like this podcast.
Perfect.
Pregnancies are mostly about the men.
About the
father.
Yeah.
I'm learning things.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Anna and I actually went on one double date one time.
Really? With your spouses? Or do you have a story about...
No, we grabbed some hobos. And we thought, let's see how this goes. We set them up. Hannah and I were dating. And
what a fun concept.
Hannah and her husband, we used to live right around the corner from you.
Yeah.
And we went on one date to the really, like, not so great wine bar.
No.
Equidistant from our places.
Can't remember it.
Know the name of it.
Yep.
But it was on Columbus Avenue. Mm-hmm. And we went on a really lovely double date and kept on saying, like, let's do this again. And we never did it again.
I know. No, it's one of those things when...
It took Broadwayza to get you two together in a social situation.
In a social situation, that's true.
This is a good test run to see if...
If
we want to try it again.
Yeah.
Well, Stephen Farrell got along great.
It was just
I
us.
Think the tension was between us. Right.
So, Kimberly and I are filling in as Stephen Farrell.
That's true. Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome.
So, we have a couple of questions that we'd love to ask you.
Great.
First is, I really want to get back to the live recording.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was one... super new and super cool.
Yeah.
But I'd love to know, like, from your point of view as a performer, how that was and how that went. And did anything change from your side of the stage or?
Yeah. The kind of great thing about it is that it really changed very little of our lives. Like, I pretty much did, all of us pretty much just went to work as normal, and we got a very much bigger check for that week. Like, that was big bonus. But they kind of sat us, they called a company meeting, which we were surprised by, because generally it's either really good news or really bad news, and we were closing in like a month, so we knew it wasn't going to be your closing, because we already knew that.
Right.
We'd already made our cash
unlike
problem.
Most shows this
unlike
season.
Unlike, say, like a certain Steve Martin need to propose.
Yeah.
Like, so,
Dimming Star.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh,
I love it. You all know that I love this show.
I didn't see
that's
it.
True, we're all obsessed.
This is more towards her, I'm sorry, Andrew. I've taken a couple of road trips.
Are you going to be here the whole time?
I gave you the first 5 minutes. That was generous.
That's true.
So I took a couple of road trips and I had to rent a car.
Uh-huh.
So I would plug my phone into the car, and because I own the Brightstar album, Always Will plays immediately as
now
you start the car.
That's interesting, because now I know what two albums you don't have. Until very recently, my rental car go-to song when the car would just decide you want to hear the first alphabetical song.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It used to be ABC Cafe from Les Miserables.
Oh.
Would be the first thing you hear.
That's a fun opening.
How terrifying. Like, I'm on a road trip now.
Yeah. And now it's Aaron Burser from
so
a little musical that I said.
No, I have Hamilton on Spotify. I don't own, and I have a hard copy of it. I don't have it on iTunes.
I don't understand.
I bought Brightstar on iTunes, and it pulls in. But the point I was going to make is that the first, whenever I'm like, let's go on a road trip, AJ's in my ears.
Yeah, I feel you. What were we talking about? Live stream.
Yeah. I want to hear more about
that.
Were you guys nervous? Was there a feeling of, we do this once and I've got to make all my best choices? Because theater is so live that you sort of are living in it differently every day. But for the
you're doing
live
so great.
Broadcast.
You're doing great.
And compliment her.
Were you nervous?
I was. But I think it was mostly because I that show was a gift in so many ways. One of which is that we gave birth to our son. We didn't do anything. My wife gave birth to our son.
You brought signs.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Go,
I held
Barrett,
the hand.
Go. Yeah.
On the day off before starting our third week of rehearsal. So I had a newborn going into tech and previews and whatever.
Seems appropriate.
Yeah. Great time.
Everything happens in... threes.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. Was there a third thing?
No. Opening. Sure.
Yeah.
Waiting for the shoe to drop.
Yeah. Where's my shoe?
Nice reference. Again. So the fact is that I was in very little of the show every night. I covered the role of C-Post and the role of George, but in my regular night, I was in 7 minutes and 5 seconds of the show.
Really?
Yeah. Which for the dad of an infant is a perfect job.
Yeah.
That I could show up every night in a Broadway show. I would usually roll in about 7:15, start getting ready at about 8:45, and then done at 9:05 for another hour, and then I'd go do the finale, bow, and I'm out of there. It was a perfect job. The other side of that is on a night like at the live stream, I only have 7 minutes and 5 seconds. So if I screw up 3 seconds of it, I don't have 2 hours to redeem my performance.
Right, and then all of a sudden you're a viral video like,
look at this
left shark or whatever.
I was so left sharky in that show. it felt like the stakes were a little higher. Also because we were really active on social media that night, so we knew people were watching. You know, we knew people were invested, people were interested.
Oh, yeah. I was sitting on my couch loving every minute. I was
we
like, I'm going to put pajamas on, get snacks and a bottle of wine, and watch a Broadway show.
Exactly.
It was awesome.
How is Jane Krakowski? Give me your best Jane story.
Let me tell you something about Jane Krakowski. She's the loveliest and kindest person in the world. She is every single day before the show, even on two show days before both shows, she would visit every dressing room, visit every person in the theater, say hello, check in, ask how you're doing, how's the family doing, chit-chat. She is, like, the most generous, kind human being. She brought me all this baby stuff. Her son is, I think, four. Anyway, Jane couldn't be more lovely. And right before I met my wife, Jane and I knew each other a little bit, and she very kindly set me up on a date with the last girl I dated before my wife.
Oh,
so
she gave you a little send-off.
Yeah. Well, hey now.
Well,
that's really cool.
Yeah,
Jane
couldn't be more lovely. And Lauren's acting. I mean, it was just,
yeah.
It was the only show I've ever done, like I've been in 40 Broadway shows.
You've been in a lot more than someone else
in
this room.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's
true. You have done no Broadway
shows. You're right.
But there were no Broadway debuts. It was like a bunch of pros. Like,
yeah.
It was
yeah.
a bunch
yeah,
of people
yeah.
who had like been around the block, knew what they were doing.
I remember that. No Broadway debuts. That's unusual.
It's very unusual.
Really?
Isn't
oh,
there a show
yeah.
like that big of an ensemble and like
yeah,
that
there
old
were 12
of
us. We did a ton of debuts in Les Mis, and there's nothing more exciting than
yeah.
being on stage while someone is making their Broadway
yeah,
debut.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It was a thrill. But it made the whole process so kind of breezy. Like, everyone was such a pro. Everyone knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
Who got the gypsy robe?
Cameron Adams, who I think is on like 10 Broadway shows.
Oh, you know what I really want to ask about?
Okay.
Yeah.
12th Night.
Yeah.
What about it?
How many nights does it take you in the center of a Shakespeare play?
Yeah, we just did this 12th Night.
It was
four nights. It was a four-night run. The public does this kind of great thing where at the end of their Delacorte season for the past few years, they do like a special event for a weekend or whatever.
Oh, was it a public works show?
It was a public works show.
Awesome. I love those.
The
Me
public
too.
Works thing is the coolest, raddest experience.
Kind of tell everyone what that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Because
so,
no one knows what it is.
The public works thing, the public theater partners with, this year, I think it was 6 or 7 different community organizations from all five
mm-hmm.
boroughs. And they do an original concept of a Shakespeare play.
Okay.
There were, I think, about 200 people in the show, 5 of whom were Equity actors.
Whoa.
It's unbelievable. You see community groups be in these shows. So the year I saw it, I didn't get to see Cobra, which is a very sad thing. I'm so sorry. I'm going to apologize publicly here right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Hannah's the person
I didn't see Bright Star.
Oh!
Were you in Bright Star?
I didn't see She Loves Me.
Yeah.
This is a long list.
We don't see each other as well.
That's one of the rules of our friendship.
Uh-huh. You don't see each other. Well, I think it's lovely that you have a friendship not based on your envy of each other's talents.
Oh, no, there's no envy.
Well, they're in shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah. Lot, and
no.
you just did, we got
I
apples.
I saw you and we have apples.
We have apples.
Yeah, yeah.
How about them apples?
Yeah, how about them apples?
That's not the connotation of that show. Sure.
No, very different.
Wait, so these community groups.
Yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
I mean, like a
there's
motorcycle.
There's like these 6 or 7 community groups that's like a group of domestic workers and a group of military vets and, you know, people reassimilating from being convicts and, you know, all these different groups. And then there are also these cameo groups that, like, we had the New York Deaf Theater Company, who are unbelievably gorgeous. We had the New York Can-Can dancers. We had an actual postal worker.
Just
one guy. His name is Lorenzo. He got this huge shout out on the Times Review.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, the whole
there's only one guy. I was like,
yeah,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah. How do you find the one?
Yeah, I think
they
called the post office. I don't know how that internal decision was made, but like
that was
a really
intense process by the post office.
I would imagine.
Know
so.
It was.
Well, Lorenzo. So I played Malvolio, and the kind of famous moment of it is they bring him this letter, and he does this
right.
Wait, so he brought you the
letter. He brought me the letter. And Lorenzo happens to be this incredibly good-looking man. And so he came out.
Oh, I wonder why the post office chose him.
Yeah, hard to say.
Yeah.
So he came out every night, gives me the letter, and I had to, like, sign the little electronic thing. And then he walks away, and I watched him go. And he got applause every night.
Yeah.
He's handsome.
Just because he's handsome.
Or because he's doing his job really well.
Really efficiently. Lorenzo was amazing. Lorenzo kind of stole my big moment, which I'm not mad about because he was so sweet.
Before you said that he was an attractive gentleman,
uh-huh.
I was picturing Cliff Clavin from Cheers.
Oh, no.
Oh.
No, he looks a little bit like Keegan-Michael Key, but like...
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think Keegan, Mike, and Key... Oh, wow.
Oh,
this viewers is hitting
Wine label.
Yeah. Wine label.
Yeah, you're playing so, like,
large glass.
Yeah, you're going for it.
Listen.
Oh, that's cool. Me too, man. I had a dance call today.
Really? For what?
I shouldn't say in case I don't get it. What a bummer that would be. So I had to dance today, which is the biggest terror of my life. Like, a dance call is the scariest thing.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to Carnegie Mellon.
Oh,
wonderful school.
Fine school. Well, listen, I was an acting major because the musical theater program wouldn't let me.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah. I showed them.
Terrific. Sorry to cut you off.
This is we're 10 tangents deep, and I don't even know. I can't trace it.
We started from a dance call.
No, we started at the live stream. We went way further back than that.
So let's bring it all the way back.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you questions.
Terrific.
And then you can give me answers.
Love to.
And we'll keep them short so we can get some games.
Okay, great.
Cool. What is your favorite musical?
The one that kind of pops into my head the most, weirdly, is Passing Strange. I was so moved by that show. And it's at this point, along with I guess Hamilton, it's the only cast recording that I listen to recreationally. Just to listen to
it. Did you see Hamilton?
I've seen it twice. I saw it downtown.
Kevin,
do you hear that? Kevin, wherever you are right now.
Yeah, suck it, Kevin.
He shuddered.
Yeah.
He was twice.
Mostly because he's throwing up in the stomach flu. But
I saw it downtown and I saw it on Broadway.
I can't really saw it both times, yeah.
And it's very, very good.
I've heard that.
Yeah, it's great.
But really you beat them!
Though we beat them for set.
It was a very pretty set.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved your set. I thought
that. Your set was like a Polly Pocket set.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Do you feel good?
Honestly?
Yeah.
I feel phenomenal.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Wide label.
Yeah. my label.
What is that?
Hot Pocket.
Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
I thought it was... Bob Evans down on the horn.
Oh, that's all. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, it's the same core production.
Yeah. So I guess I would. I don't know if it was my favorite musical. I saw it twice, and I really loved Passing Strange. I thought it was really special.
What's the show that made you want to do this?
I saw in sixth grade, we took a class trip. I grew up in Ohio, and we took a class trip to Toronto, where we saw The Phantom of the Opera and Sunset Boulevard. It was a very Andrew Weber trip.
Wow. Yeah. As a sixth grader, what's that like?
It was wild.
Very intense.
I saw Diane Carroll as Norma Desmond.
Oh, cool.
Which was a whole thing. Which was great. But when we saw Phantom, I was so... I thought it was incredible. I mean, I loved the show, and I still do.
Right.
And I actually haven't seen it since that day, but I would love to.
I've never seen it live.
Really?
Wow.
It's quite a spectacle.
To me, it's one of those shows it's never not going to be here. I'll see it eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I remember very clearly the moment when they came out and bowed, and I was like, oh, those are just dudes and ladies. Those people are just, they're just here.
Yeah.
And I asked an usher, I was like, is there any way I could meet any of the cast? And they were like, yeah, I guess. It's not really a thing in Toronto to, do the stage door. They were like, I guess just hang out here
Canadians
in the lobby.
Canadians are so sweet.
I know. They were like, stay here in the lobby. And I said, okay. And then they sent out the Phantom and the Raul and the Christine. And they all came and met me. And, we chatted for a little while. And it was so kind of transformative for me to see.
They were
incredibly sweet. And Laird McIntosh played Raul. And he's in it now on Broadway. And
on the Great Wide Way.
That's right.
He's playing the same part.
Yeah,
millions of years later?
20 years later.
Is Raul again?
You know, I may have made that up.
I want to hear a musical called Raul Again.
That should have been Love Never Dies. That should have been
Raul Again.
Raul Again.
And a guy named Kieran Sheehan played the Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You don't know that name.
No, but it sounded fancy.
I know.
So I was like, oh.
I don't remember.
Tell me more.
But it was terrific. I still have that sign played somewhere.
That's awesome.
Phantom's the perfect thing to see at that age. I saw it in eighth grade, and I was just like,
how old were you?
I was in sixth grade.
I saw Phantom of the Opera for the first time a year and a half ago, and watching that show as a grown up is a very different experience. You go back and you watch it, and you're like, oh, this is a lot sexier than I remember.
Should we do a broad waisted Phantom of the Opera night?
Oh.
Only if you bring Ed.
Yeah.
No, we'll take you.
Oh, yeah.
And you should go up to the usher and ask them.
Can I meet the cast?
Yeah. Oh, God. What a dream. Allie Evil's playing Christina right now.
Yeah. She's the first non-Caucasian to play Christine on Broadway.
I know. It was a big deal.
That's huge.
Yeah. I know.
We should go see her.
Okay.
And then ask her to come on the podcast.
Terrific.
Great.
Yeah, we'll just ask the usher. Do you mind if you go
get her? Could you bring her to the lobby, please?
Yeah.
I'd like to
We have microphones.
I'd like to
so this is a perfect transition into, what have you seen this week?
What have you seen this week?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I saw a wedding. What have you seen?
Well, I don't get to go to the theater much because I have a baby and I'm tired.
What's he up to? Any
that
musical
baby?
Numbers in the
That's theatrical.
He's talking a lot lately.
How old
he's
is he?
Really, he's 8 months, just a couple days. 8 months and 3 days. He's working on standing.
Cool.
I think the last thing I saw, I've seen a lot of concerts. I went to a concert on Monday night. My wife and I went to see my friend Drew Gasparini, and his sisters have a band. They played at
cool.
Just Pub. That was really fun. But we, I think the last musical theater production I saw was The Hunchback of Notre Dame at the Algonquin Playhouse this summer.
Oh.
I know.
That's
cool. Well, my friend asked Michael Haney. Oh, God. It was playing Quasimodo, and my wife's
oh,
family lives
tell us
in,
more,
I
Kip.
Don't think I knew that.
Yeah, he was. He was great. My,
he gets $10 every time,
every time I mention one of them.
Yeah.
My wife's family lives in Portland, Maine, and we were visiting them. Which
Portland,
is,
Maine is one of my favorite cities in the entire
it's
country.
It's a gorgeous place. And it was a wonderful production, and he was great, and everybody was great in it. And the show is much darker than I expected.
Yeah.
It was really fun.
Oh, Kimberly and I went to, Kimberly, Kevin, and I went to Hamilton Trivia Night this week.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
How was that?
We lost by 3 points.
Did you
so
bring
close.
Kevin? It's because you brought Kevin. He
That's
knows nothing.
Exactly why.
No, but Kevin,
about
I think, got an answer that we didn't.
He did.
Okay, wait. Was
no.
it trivia that is only within the show, or is it like about the creation?
So the
show,
Kimberly, go on.
So there were 5 rounds.
Okay.
If you followed our Instagram story.
I didn't.
You saw one picture, because I forgot to say
it's through a company called Trivia AD. They do very specific trivia nights, which include, like, Friends Night or Harry Potter Night.
That's cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
So I would go to Seinfeld Night. I would go to Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
my
yeah.
sister and I are champions of Full House Night.
I watched some of the new season, the new one.
It's, we just go based on
the
original.
Classic.
Yeah, not I Fuller see. House, just straight up Full House.
Great, okay.
So there were 5 rounds, and one was like, fill in the lyric.
Mm,
one was like facts that are said in the show, or
uh-huh.
things you know from the show. But one round was just facts about Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, boy.
And one was, what's his dog's name?
I know that.
Do you?
Yes.
What is it?
Well, Toby.
Yeah.
Tobio.
Yeah.
Tobio.
That is correct.
Well, Len lives in my neighborhood, and we know each other a little bit. I did the Ham for Ham thing once.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so we'd like, I'll see him at the market sometimes. And which is very strange because I've known him since like in the Heights, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of socially, and we're not close friends by any means, but like we'll run into each other.
So you're best
yeah.
friends with Lin-Manuel.
Yeah. So me and Lin are very, very tight. But when he met, I was at Broadway softball.
Yeah.
And I brought my baby with me because I was going to play that week. I just wanted to like have enough fun out of it with my baby. So my baby and I went to Central Park to go watch Les Mis play. And the baby was starting to get fussy, so we went for like a walk around all the fields.
Yeah.
And Lin was coming towards me. And we said hello to each other, and he looked at my baby, and he said, your baby looks like William Henry Harrison. So you only think in terms of presidents now. That's
yeah.
all. He's like, actually, it's weird when what I think of as one of us becomes actual real world famous.
Right.
Yeah. On the cover of GQ.
On the
famous.
Cover of GQ.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
very, very strange.
I saw Waitress this week for the first
oh,
time.
Oh,
yeah.
I got myself to Waitress.
What did you want a flower?
It was so much funnier than I was expecting it to be.
Oh, cool.
Because when I think about that movie, I think about
You've
domestic
seen the movie?
Violence.
You've
yes.
seen the movie? I love that.
Yeah, I think about unwanted pregnancy and dealing with, you know, I think about that. And then
yeah,
you go
yeah.
to the theater and you just, it
That's
was
great.
A laugh a minute. They cast so many wonderful comedic actors in that show.
I had, I think, 6 or 7 callbacks for Waitress.
Oh,
did not. Okay.
For the Jesse Mueller role?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I saw an understudy.
For the baby.
I saw an understudy
who
for
was
Jesse.
It? Do you remember?
I saw Stephanie Torns. She was so lovely. I didn't know I was seeing an understudy because I didn't really open up my playbill. I just sat down to enjoy the show. And, you know what, guys? Understudies are really important.
I know.
But did you tweet about it beforehand?
No, because I wanted to surprise Covert.
Oh, true, true.
I have notifications turned off for your tweets, so I can't really come through. I don't want to miss anything that old Hannah Ellis has to say.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Yeah, let's play some games.
Let's play a game! Game time!
So, I found out that you have a baby.
I do?
So, I've created a game called Broadway Nursery Rhymes.
Yay!
Sounds fun.
So, one pile is the name of a show.
Okay.
And one pile is a nursery song.
Okay.
That you might sing to a child.
Sure.
And your job is to pick one from each pile.
Okay.
And then create... Wow. To the tune of that song.
Wow.
The plot of that show.
Wow.
Mostly because Brian's really good at rewriting lyrics to other melodies. Brian, you resubmitted this.
Okay, so wait, let me clarify.
Yes.
So let's say I pick, I hope I don't pick, let's say I'll pick a show that I hope you wouldn't choose.
That's the point.
Pick Closer Than Ever.
And is that in there?
No.
That's a deep cut. I pick Closer Than Ever and, like, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb, which is probably in there.
Yeah, it is.
I have to then, to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb, do a brief synopsis of Closer Than Ever.
Yes, correct.
This is maybe your greatest achievement.
This is
wow.
Devious. Okay, great.
Great.
Would like to go first.
Because I do want to say that after being asked to do this podcast, I listened to a few back episodes.
Yeah?
And would have crushed every guest in the game. I'm my earbuds, just screaming out.
Oh. Andrew goes first.
Big talk over there.
I think.
Well, this game is like, okay, I got one from here, one from there.
Warm it up.
So this is the story of Cabaret to the tune of Hush, Little Baby. At a Berlin nightclub in the early 1900s, MC was there, and so were Cliff and Sally. Everyone was naked, but with lots of suspenders, and there was also a pineapple and lots of Nazi references.
Yay!
Thank you very much.
Sing it to your child tonight.
Yep.
Brian.
My turn?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, this is excellent.
So I have the full Monty.
Great.
As told through the vision of... On top of spaghetti.
I'm not
familiar
with that, too.
On top of spaghetti,
all covered with cheese.
Meatball.
Some guys from Buffalo, New York. Uh-huh. Their union was screwed.
Great.
So the only true answer was to go in the news.
Wow! Boom! You upped your game by rhyming it. I didn't even bother with that.
Here, just hand me a couple. This is Chicago to the tune of Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Okay.
Once there was a Walter Bobby musical with lots of people who were dressed in black and they pretended to shoot a lot of fake guns and tell you stories from old-time newspapers. Walter Bobby.
Yeah. Who knew there would be a Walter Bobby name drop in this?
Shut up.
Wow, what a thrill.
Kimberly, would you like to play?
Yeah,
do one, Kimberly. Okay.
The whole point was I just stared into Andrew Cooper's eyes the whole time.
That's how we do it when we work together.
Yeah.
For encouragement and shame.
Yeah.
She's like, encouragement, now I'm being shamed. Shamed.
That's
what
all my co-stars found in my eyes.
Shame.
Encouragement.
Your
shame.
This is Hair to the tune of The Wheels on the Bus.
Yep.
The hippies in the park don't want to get drafted, don't want to
get drafted. The hippies in the park don't want to get drafted.
And so they burned their car.
Yeah! That was so
points for not mentioning the nude scene, which I feel like everyone just goes straight to.
I mean, technically that was the nude scene.
I know, but you didn't mention it explicitly.
So classy.
So classy.
Do you want to play the game?
Brian wants to do one more. Brian wants to
I really
do.
Yeah, no, Andrew. Yeah, Andrew goes one more. And then
American Psycho to the tune of Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
This is a phenomenal game.
What rhymes with Alex?
Benjamin Walker's in the play. No one wears shirts, and they're all in their underwear. There's blood all over the place.
Here we go.
I think I...
I'm just going to sing it.
Brian's so tickled by this.
I love
this.
This
is Brian's favorite
game.
It's
a good game.
I made
it up this morning.
I've been cooking all the meat pies in old tiny London. I've been barbering all the aristocrats all the not live long day.
No.
Can you hear the whistle blow? Yeah, right? Way up early in the morning. I've been baking all the meat pies. Holy shit, that's my wife.
Oh, wow! That's great.
That was a super fun game.
And you're going to have to Carmen Cusack that, so there's a great excuse for you.
I will... Carmen Cusack as much as I can because she's a national treasure.
She's a let's cheers to that.
Cheers, Carmen
national
Cusack.
National
treasure.
Who did we say was, international treasure, Cynthia Erivo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
She raked me on the Tonys.
New game?
New game.
New game.
New game. New game.
We're testing this out with the new microphones.
Oh, boy.
Everyone, we're not in the same space, obviously, so if the sound is a little different, because our sound is very different when we're in the other space, it's a little bit better, no offense.
I get a substitute
fine.
Host, I get a substitute space. I get a dual
white
label.
I thought it was you. I thought it was like, I will not go below 20.
You know me so well. I used to have a rule that New York only exists west of 6th Avenue between 14th and 96th Streets.
There you go. Are you looking forward to playing dads on stage now that you are a dad?
I've been playing dads for so long.
Really?
In Hair, I played Gavin Creel's dad. He's 5 years older than me.
Oh, you
He's
weren't.
More than 5 years older.
You weren't in the.
And I played Jonathan Groff's dad. He's younger.
I saw Hair on Gavin Creel's birthday.
Oh, really?
The whole stage singing him happy birthday.
Gavin is so talented and sweet.
I'm excited to see Hello Dolly.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, right. That's what
he's going to be terrific in that.
He's going to. I think that's a. I'm really excited to see that.
Is he keeping the mustache?
No. He shaved it like moments after I heard. He is actually like the nicest, most talented, funny guy in the world. Let me say something here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is
great. I'm going to take a sip before you say this.
Terrific. This is the thing that I always, this is like my advice for aspiring actors.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody's talented. You get to a place where everybody's talented, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know that I have gotten jobs over... more talented people than me who are less easy to work with than me.
Mm-hmm.
I will never be there. Statistically, there can only be one most talented person, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's probably not you. It's who, I don't know. It's
right.
It's Cynthia Erivo or somebody. Somebody's the most talented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's probably not you, aspiring actor. But what you can be is really easy to work with. You can be a person. You can be likable and you can be a human being about it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's niceness and it's professionalism. And those things will get you everywhere.
Yep.
Did you read that Bossy Pants Tina Fey's book?
Yeah.
Lorne Michaels, she quotes Lorne Michaels as saying, like, I want to work with the people that I'm going to be happy to run into at 3 a.m. in the halls when we've been working for 18 hours.
Amen.
So true.
It's the same thing. So while I think I am medium talented, I'm not going to get down. I'm reasonably good. But I'm pretty easy to work with, and I'm pretty professional, and that I think is what I can sell pretty well.
Cool.
Does that resonate with you?
It's the best advice you can ever get.
Cheers!
Cheers! More games.
Great. When do you name that tune?
Okay.
Yes,
but a la the old television show, you're going to get to bet with each other.
Ooh.
How many notes? You can get to name this tune.
So, what is an over-under situation?
So basically,
Press the Right Rules.
I'm going to give you a clue.
Press the Right Rules are the only rules.
I didn't bring cash with me today.
I'm going to give you a clue of what this song might be.
Okay.
And then you are going to say, I bet you I can name that in 3 notes. Or, I bet you I can name that in 5. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This show is currently playing on Broadway.
Okay.
Any bets?
Yep. Okay.
Is that all we get?
The show is currently playing on Broadway.
Let's say 4.
4 notes.
Wow.
I don't know.
It's supposed to start at like 11.
So say 11.
I bet I can guess this in 8 notes.
I'm going to go 3.
This will be an experimental round.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Ready? So we'll start with this one.
We're all going to learn a lot. I know it. I know it.
Does anyone else? Tell us then.
Ba da da da. I knew it after. It's the Rum-Tum Tugger.
It is the Rum-Tum Tugger!
So
you would get 2 points for beating Brian.
Right.
Should we maybe go by seconds instead of notes?
That's probably the better idea.
You're
Let's
okay?
go by measures. I'm just it. Kidding. Here we go.
The next song is from a musical that Andrew has been in.
Oh,
he's in after 1.
I will say 2 seconds.
I might as well bet.
1 second. Hannah and I are on the same team with this one.
Yeah.
This is
good
1 second.
Ready?
I hope it's obscure.
It is.
It's Les Mis, but it's not on my own. Eponine's reprise on the song that we think it is.
And Andrew, the correct answer is?
It's On My Own.
It's On My Own.
Oh
it is?
Now I'm all alone again.
We really overthought that.
We did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Disappointment.
The next song.
I'm killing this game.
The next song is from a show.
Great. That's a clue.
That we all thought as youngsters.
So it's Phantom.
3 seconds.
6 seconds?
I'll
no.
go with 4.
Yeah,
great.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say number 11.
Ready?
I know it.
Masquerade.
No!
Yeah!
Masquerade!
Okay, that was an easy one.
This next song is from a show based in the Midwest.
This is really personal because I'm from Michigan. I'm going to say 3 seconds.
3 seconds for the
Midwestern
musical.
I'll say 2. What do I have to lose?
I'm going to go 4 because I don't think they can get it and I'm going to know it.
Okay,
okay,
right.
Great.
Bridges of Madison County?
Should I keep
going? No, it's not from Bridges.
So that was 4 seconds.
I know that score like the back of my head.
Right? Here we go.
I want to say
I knew that.
That's one thing you'll never hear me say.
I don't know the name of the song.
I know
the
song.
Only man among men.
I don't know. I only know the song, not the title.
Wait, hold on.
Wow.
Wait. I'll buy me a brand new dress to wear. I'll screw on my neck.
Wait, hold on.
I do not.
And start all over again.
The next words.
Maybe a new face is the title?
Many a new face?
Please my eye? What? Never?
Many a new day.
Yo, I'm going to be straight up.
Oklahoma.
I'm going to be straight up honest with you.
Do I get...
Whoops.
I don't know that song. I think that's the first time I've ever heard that song.
Not the title.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Great. Ghost Clip.
Is from a show by the same authors as that last one.
Great.
But based. Schwartz.
I see what you're doing.
But a Northeastern musical.
Ooh. Oh, I already know.
I don't.
2 seconds.
1 second, just because she's confident.
7.
From Carousel, and it's
Billy's soliloquy.
Soliloquy.
Just soliloquy.
I got it! Let's play another game.
Terrific.
Another game?
Yeah.
Another game?
Show cards!
Andrew Cooper has a pack of show cards.
He does. I see.
He's going to open them.
They're really hard to open.
Great. Settle in for 20 minutes of frustration. No, I opened them.
Oh!
He is going to look at them and not show them to us.
Okay.
he is going to play a game of Taboo, in which he's going to try and get us to guess who is in his pack without using their names.
All right, so I'm just going to try to, like, taboo this to you.
Yeah, whatever, any order you want.
Great. You ready?
Okay.
I'm just going to go top down. Spelling Bee alum on Modern Family now.
Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Alex Brightman is the star of this show.
School of Rock.
Benjamin Walker was the star of this show. His first brother.
American.
Like Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, won a Tony for Hamilton. Fella, beard, big hair.
Debbie
Diggs.
Same first name as the book writer for Kinky Boots.
Harvey.
And the last name of a famous restaurant chain. Ba-ba-bum.
Harvey
Evans?
McDonald's? Yes, Harvey Evans.
That callback was truly incredible.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Listen, this is not my first writer.
Oh my god, Harvey Evans. Next.
That's it. There were five cards in the
five
pack.
Five cards, you're right.
Yes! Nailed it!
Well, I always felt like, when I've listened to your catalog, the Lights of Broadway game is like really fun and boisterous and lengthy.
Well, you're so good at it.
Yeah, you ruined
it. So that was a small one, but do you want a big one?
Yeah.
Oh.
And if you can't use it, you can't use it.
Those are the baby packs for the babies.
No, this is like the stuff that I keep. That is not at all what it is.
Those are the baby packs for the babies. I want to see how many Hannah can get through in 60 seconds. She's going to guess for 60 seconds, see how many she can get.
This is a full
And then we'll reverse
stack.
It. How about that?
Let's do 30.
Okay.
30.
What was
ready?
That
I'm
going to
start
about?
My timer.
Don't worry about
He's
it.
He's not going to help you. Don't help.
I don't know what's happening.
How can I help her?
That's a great point.
Ready? Set?
Yep.
Go.
Little Girl in Fun Home.
Allison.
Nope. The actress. Little Girl. See? This is what I'm talking
Sydney.
About. Great.
Lucas.
Great.
There you go.
White Wine.
Apparently a very popular person in these packs. Coors Line. I told you I listened to old episodes.
Yeah.
The choreographer director of
right.
The Chorus.
Michael Bennett.
Thank you. I started in Xanadu, which I sort of loved.
Blonde.
Yeah, beautiful. Disaster.
Cherry Butler.
Started in Sound of Music. Laura Beninger replaced her, actually. Married to Danny Burstein.
Oh, Blonde.
You listeners know I'm
home.
Crushing this.
Come
on!
I can't. The White Wine, it's
we'll
so
pass
hard.
It. Coming Back to Broadway, Andrew Rannells, Stephanie J. Block, Betsy Wolf.
Oh,
one of my favorite
Bill
Finn shows. The Wiz, Horse in the Full Monty. He was also in the original cast of Hair. Okay?
No.
Skipping?
Mm-mm.
She was in She Loves Me. She started in the play.
Laura Benanti? Jane Krakowski?
The original, maybe not
Five.
The original, but Fiddler on the Roof.
Three.
If anything happened on the way to the
Two.
Forum. Not one, but...
Done.
Where's our bottle of wine?
Come
it's
on.
Right here.
Now you gotta see how many I can get.
Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, Brian can help.
Exactly. Okay,
help.
Ready?
Oh, no!
Go.
Book of Mormon original cast.
Andrew Reynolds.
He wrote Almost Maine.
Okay, but
Something Rotten.
Something Rotten. What about
original cast?
Brian Darcy James, Christian Borle. John Carreon.
Yes, that's the one.
He wrote Almost Maine.
American Psycho.
Benjamin Walker.
Very handsome. This is Rent.
Anna Pascal?
Yep. Kinky Boots. She won a Tony Award.
Cindy Lauper. Not for Kinky Boots.
Oh, not for Kinky Boots, but she was
Tony
nominated.
No, she
and
was.
And she's very funny and blonde.
She's
and
in that dog music.
She's
dog
in Masters
show.
Of Sex.
Oh, Italy Asher. Yeah.
And this guy is a costume designer.
William Ivy, though.
Yep.
Yeah, the
and
only one.
I will never leave you.
The sideshow.
And
don't say
three.
Two. He's in Waitress. He's
Chris Fisher.
Yeah.
Done.
So I want to thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's over.
Thank
yeah.
You.
It was a pleasure. I feel like you got nothing of substance.
That's what. So every guest always says that. And we have so much substance here.
That's terrific.
So you can follow Andrew at Andrew Cobra on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah. I'm also on Snappers and Chatters.
Oh, what is it?
It's acobra220. So
okay.
I had Andrew Cobra.
So thanks for joining us, Andrew.
Oh, what a treat. Thanks for having me.
We're all alone in a tiny room. Very fun.
So we end every episode with a little bit of a quote from a show.
Yeah.
And actually, we've talked about Christopher Schell a lot this episode, which is
I'm
not
sorry?
Anticipated.
You want to try that one again?
No.
Christopher Schell.
Great.
And I'm going to quote a little song that he may or may not have sung. So I just need to ask you a question quickly.
Okay.
Quickly question.
Terrific.
Have you heard about the mania? If not, let me explain it. Yes, sir. It's the Transylvania mania. Young Frankenstein.
Yeah. Wow. So
I'm trying to think of, like, the stalwart bits that I've heard on the podcast that were not included.
What? But, like, what were you disappointed that didn't happen to them?
Well, I wasn't asked about my chill level.
Yeah.
Are they multiplying?
They are, thanks.
Thank you.
We did relatively little talking about Cynthia or Reva. Oh, I'm sorry, about Carmen Cusack.
But
she was mentioned.
But
she'll show up because you
showed. She's
going to
show up in the final cut.
Great.
Do you want to go on, like, a tangent in which we'll just, like...
Oh, sure. This f***ing business. The sh- of all things. I feel so f***ing lucky to have been a part of this podcast. And that Hannah Ellis would ruin my by showing up here.
I wouldn't dare.
Yeah. That was a little disappointing. We didn't get to more of that. Also, there's been a lot of Benanti talk, and there was very little Benanti talk. Tonight.
Do you want me to talk Benanti right now?
Yeah, I want to hear what you think
about
it.
It's awkward now that she's pregnant and he's in love with her.
Okay. You know, you look not unlike her husband.
Really?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're going to talk about how I just finished Supergirl.
Oh, right.
Where she plays twins or something.
Yes.
Yeah? But she has like a really terrible hairpiece.
Right.
He has never met her. He's just watched her on Nashville.
No, I've seen her in your show, and She Loves Me.
How I prefer She Loves Me to be referred to.
I saw her in your own show.
Sorry,
I saw her in her Tony-winning role as in Gypsy. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And as you know, we end every episode.
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Zoo up!
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you.
You can see him in the Broadway HD when it comes out. She Loves Me.
You can see me a couple times a month at 54 Below, usually.
Yeah, honestly, like, you can just stop by his apartment, say hi.
Sure, I live uptown.
It's quiet there, yeah?
It's quiet uptown. Forgiveness. Tears.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.